We are learning Mesechta Sedarim Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Chav Gimel Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, a new type of Nidre Zerizin, that if someone wants to force someone to eat by him, so he says, I'm going to ask all my Nechasim on you, if you don't come eat by me. And the Gemara says, that Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov holds, that is called Nidre Zerizin, it's not even Chal. So, Boilu, Pligra, Boilu, Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, or Loi? Do we argue? Does the Rabbana argue with Lesbi Yaakov or not? Vintim Tzolomei Pligi, and if you say, there is a Machlekes, who do you pass like? Hilchos HaKavasei Eloi. Is the pass, do we pass with Lesbi Yaakov or not? So why wouldn't the Rabbana hold this Nidre Zerizin? They hold this Zerizin in the first Mishnah. Why are they arguing this? So the Ran explains that here is different. There by Moichin LeKeach, they're both not meaning what they say, because they wanted three Metchila, so that's what Nidre Zerizin. There may be dinapadafka. There's no reason to say that they saw a meeting in the middle. I want you to eat by me. That's the fact. I want you to eat by me. So maybe there means it's serious. By the case of haggling, they both agree on three. That's what's not bad. But here, maybe he really wants to eat by you. That's why it's a shayla. The Rabbanan agreed to this or they argue on this. That's question number one. The shayla number two was we passed like that. Freik the Rosh, that we know in all of Shas, Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov is Kavanok. You always pass like him. So the Rosh answers, maybe here it's Mestaver that the reason Rabbanon, that's why we don't want to pass with Yaakov, but it's a Kashataka. There is a episode, someone was trying to say that Kav is a Gematria 102, it's 102 times the Shas, we pass with Yaakov. But like upon him, it's a question over here, do we pass like him? First of all, is it Machlekes? Second of all, do we pass like him? So let's see the Gemara that's going to handle this Shiloh. Tashima. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is later on in the Mesechta, Daf Samach Gimel Mabez, at the end of a Perek. And that's a lot of these rises that come from that Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Beis. It's the last daf in the eighth parak, parak Koinim Yayin. The Tanan, Ha'im Lechaberu. Someone says tells us friend like this: Koinim She'eni Nenelach Im Iata Noital. I'm making an edda. I'm not going to have enough from you. I'm not going to have any enough from you. If you don't take this present, for your kids, if you don't take this present for your kids, I am not taking anything from you. You got to take this from me. I'm giving you a kor shachitim, a nice big thing of chitim, and two barrels of wine. Take this from me, please, and then I'm going to be able to take from you. What's the halacha? There's a way to take care of his neder. The receiver could say, you said this for my kavod, right? You want to give me something for my child. You want to give me something for my child because my kavod. Zel kvaidi. This is my kavod. My kavod is not to take. This is my kavod not to take. So the whole thing is my kavod. I'm telling you, yaitzan edda. This is my kavod. Shkayich. So that's the halacha in this mishnah. Time adam zel kvaidi. Only because he says zel kvaidi could be matan edda. Halav hachi. If not for that, nedru. If not for that, it's takal chal, neder chal. That's the halacha, neder chal. So money, who is this going according to? Yirab lezmi Yaakov, neder zerizin have it. Isn't this zerizin? You want me to accept the present? He's saying, if I don't accept the present, you're not going to take enough from me. You're not going to ever take enough from me. So isn't that neder zerizin? Like it's a similar to our mishnah, right? El Shvami knows, so you see from here, pligu rabbanon leh. This mishnah must be like the rabbanon, who argue lezmi Yaakov. So the question was, do rabbanon argue lezmi Yaakov? Here we see, Clara, does someone argue lezmi Yaakov? So Gemara, no. Lo ilam etzav lezmi Yaakov hu. He. Umoida Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Lezmi Yaakov is moida. Bahai the nidra hava. He agrees in this case that it's a good neder and it's not a nidra zerizin. Why? The Amalei says a svar over here. Lo kalbana, I'm not a dog. The mesanina minach that I take enough from you. V'lo mesanina minoi. And you're not going to have enough from me. That's the thing. I'm not going to take enough from you. You don't take from me. We can't. It has to get both ways. I got to go both ways. I don't feel like a dog who only takes and doesn't give. So therefore, I want you to take from me. So therefore, I got to take from you. And therefore, here it means it seriously. It's nidazerizin. Mashaykin our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yitzchak says nidazerizin. There he's saying I'm going to ask the Mayan or you if you don't come to me. So there's not. There he's saying you can't have enough from me if you don't come to eat from me. There is no svara lav kalbana. By here, he's saying, I'm not going to take enough from you if you don't take from me. So then, that's called lav kalbana. But our Mishnah is not talking about showcase. That's not talking about showcase. Al-Kaponim, so that's the chiluk between our Mishnah and here. That's the chiluk between our Mishnah here. That's one pshat in the svara of lav kalbana. That lav kalbana means, because I want you to take from me in order that I'll feel comfortable taking from you. The Ram reads another pshat lav kalbana. The Ram has a whole other pshat. He says that here, This is a huge vatana he's trying to give. Obviously, the other guy must have done him a big favor. Because if he didn't do him a big favor, he wouldn't give him such a big vatana. So therefore, that's where he's saying the lav kabana. It doesn't mean in the future. It means right now, he's saying like this, that the reason why I want you to take this big present is because you must have gave me something huge. And lav kabana, that when you give me something, I want to give you something back. I want to give you something back. That's what means lav kabana. So, and bar mishta is not a big thing. It's not because I want to invite you to eat by me. It means you gave me a big thing. No. So therefore, there it's talking to Zerizin. So Abishlam, the second side is like this: that here he must really owe him something big, and then he wants to give it to him. So that's why it's real neder, because I really want you to take this. But saying in our mishta, I want you to eat by me is not a raya that you did me a big favor. You invite anyone to your house. That's not a big deal. So therefore, that's the chilik between the two cases, this mishta and our mishta. This mishta later on, our mishta, the chilik is a svar without kavana. Two svaras. Either la kavana means because I'm making a neder not to have enough of you if you don't have enough of me. And that's why it makes sense. Or because it's something big, and therefore, I must be giving you something because you gave me something big, and therefore, that's the svar of lav kabana. Tupshat. But either way, we're saying that kushtim Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's not a raya. After Rabbanu argue on our Mishnah, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So let's try another raya. Tashma. A little bit different case. He tells his friend, you can't have enough from me if you don't give me, you don't give my son a kor shachitim. He's saying, you want enough of me? It's enough already. You have a lot of me? You can't have enough of me unless you give me something now. You got to give my son a kor shachitim. And Rameya says, you have to actually give it. And the Ran handles if Rameya argues on the Mishnah before. Also, he says, yeah, he argues on that Mishnah as well. That's what he's not, whatever. He has two Mishatim, brings that from Yishalmi exactly. But he says that it could be argues on that Mishnah. Also, I in the Ram, Hashem the Yishalmi, that explains Rameya on the last Mishnah. Like upon him, Rameya Oima Achi Yitin, you have to actually give it. No, Avze Yachal Hatas and Nidra Shleya Pichacham. He can be matas neder without going to a chacham. How? Shiyachal loymar, the guy who made the neder can say, Harenu kilis kabalti. You know what? It's like I got it. You don't want to give me the tchu korachitim of my son? You don't want to give it to tuchavas yayin? It's like I got it. Now, the Ran speaks out that there has to be that the case was that the children were soymichim al shulchanai. Because if not, then l'chayra, he can't say Harenu kilis kabalti because his kids half the ones who are supposed to be getting it, and they have to say, it's kilo, I got it. That's what they have to say. Here he's saying, it's kilo, I got it. So it's only if they eat by him, so because he wanted a harvach, he wanted a gain, and he's saying, you know what, it's kilo, I gain. If his children don't eat by him, so he can't say, Arena kilos kabalti for his children. Back upon him, it says over here, that fir chacham, you can mat another by saying, Arena kilos kabalti. Now the Ran speaks out another thing, which is in the Rajba, we'll speak it out the way the Rajba says it in other places, that it's only possible to say Arena kills kabalti by something that's like money. I said you have to give me money. So I said, you know what? It's kilu gave me the money. Because there's something called afuchim achos lamali. Just like if you gave me the money, I give back to you. See, also, I'm saying kilu gave it to me. It's like just like you gave it to me, I give it back to you. You can say kilu kabalti. But if I told you, you only can have enough of me if you don't go to that place. And you go to that place. I can say, you know what? Kilu, you didn't go to that place. You can't say that. That you can't say. Because you went to that place. You can't undo that. You can't say, Kilu, you didn't go to that place. That's what the Rajma says. Only possible to say, only if it's money where you say, Afukim and Chosa. But the Ram breaks down. Some argue on the Rajma and say, no. The point is that I'm saying, it's Kilu, you did my Ratzon. So I can say that even if you went. I can say, you know what? You know, it's kilu. I don't care anymore. It's kilu did by rotzen. You could say it. So that's the machlokes is. You could say arena kilos kavalti, even by a maiso or dafka by money. You could say that. Back upon him. Either way, back to our gemara. It's mashma. It's only if you say kilos kavalti is a way to matter the nether. Time don't care arena kilos kavalti halav achi. If not, you don't say that nether who. Then it is a good nether. Somebody who's going to e rebel yezav yaakov. If you're going to blaz yaakov nidri zerizin ava. It's chara nidri zerizin because here he wants to get a present. So he says I'm not gonna. You can't have enough of me if you don't give a present. So it's a nidri zerizin. He's trying to get him to do something. So it's a nidri zerizin. Elav is going to rabbanon no pligi and the rabbanon argue. So Gemara no. Oilam blaz yaakov. This go even blaz yaakov. This could be a kuliyama. Umoyde rabbi yezav a high nidra. that behind the nidra hava. He agrees this is a neder. Why? Mishum the amalei. He says lav malka ano the menina loch vata mehanasli. I'm not a king over here who just gives you stuff and you don't give me anything back. You want to have enough of me, you got to give me something. Finish. I'm not the bank over here. I'm just give you whatever you want. You got to give me something, and therefore here's a svara where the neder makes sense. Here's a svara where the neder makes sense. And even though Yaakov agreed to the svara. So far we had two times the svara, so let's be Yaakov agrees. Now there isn't. Either lav kalbana, but the opposite case, but lav kalbana means I don't want to take from you anymore if you're not going to take from me. Or it's talking about a big present, like around the second child. And here we're saying different svara. I'm not giving you anything if you don't give me something, because I'm not Uncle Sam over here gives you stuff, you don't give anything back. That's the bottom line. Only Marcus Yisrael. So, trying to be Raya still. Does Rezim Yaakov have a chaylik over here in our Mishnah? Does someone argue with Rezim Yaakov? The Gabi did Zerizim when it comes to inviting someone to eat. Only Marcus Yisrael. The Rav Kesar Vashi. Toshma bring another Raya. Nidre Einsim. We know something called Nidre Einsim. What's the case of Nidre Einsim? Later on, Dachav Zayin Ralef. It says Adiru Chaveroi Shiyeichel Etzloi. You umadir your friend that he has to eat by you. Pashas means you asked Hano. You ask it on your friend to have enough from you. If he doesn't eat by you, Mamas like our case of our Mishnah, and it says v'cholahu, and the poor guy he was going to come eat by you, but he got sick. His son got sick, or the water blocked him. So it says in the Mishnah, re elu nidri einsim. It says it's called nidri einsim, and dik time or mishdochala only because he got sick. Do we say it's batlu neder? Halav achi nedu. It's a neder. Now, this is my Mishnah. It sounds exactly like our Mishnah, no? Somebody, Iro was a Yaakov, it was Erizin, it's Pashto Zerizin, not the Oinsim. It's case of Zerizin, it doesn't start. Forget about the Oinis. El Rabbanon, must be going to Rabbanon. Upligi, they want to argue. So, Chor to Raya, that we have a Chaylik on a Lesbi Yaakov. So, tomorrow, no. Lo'ilam, Lesbi Yaakov. It's really Lesbi Yaakov. Why is a Chal in that case? You know what the case was? There, the guy coming to eat, the guest, is the one that made him make the nether. Umisavis the adre mezamno lezamino. Do you think the mezamin is a host made a nether on the guest? He's the one who started this nether. Lloyd, the zamina adre lezamino. The guest made the nether on the mezamin. How did that happen? Like this. The guest comes over, knocks on the door, says, "Q vibe for Shabbos. I want to do for Shabbos." The Ran has lived in the gear stuff, the same thing. That the V Ran, he said, like, "Are you gonna invite me for Shabbos?" Gets he says, "You gonna invite me for Shabbos?" Amalei in. So the host says, "Yeah, sure, come for Shabbos day." So the guest says, "Neder zeh alecha? You have a neder? You make a neder, you're gonna have me? You make a neder, you're gonna have me? You're gonna make a neder, you're gonna ask her your nechasim on yourself, or you're gonna ask her my nechasim, you're gonna have me?" He says, Yeah, I'm making a neder also. Neder zeh alecha, but no, you made a neder. What happened? My said a guest got sick. So now, is there a neder now on the host? So it says, no, raise a nidre einsim. Now it's nidre einsim. Okay, but what here? Rabbi Yaakov agrees, not nidre zerizin over here. This is what Pasha says, nidre zerizin. Because here, the guy was going to invite you. He didn't need any the host said, "I'm inviting you." Yes, I'm inviting you. He didn't need any zeriz. So what do you make a neder for? Obviously, he's trying to make a neder. So here, it's not a nidre zerizin. Here, it's a real neder. No, he told him to make a neder. He made a neder. Right, so he made a neder. Okay, he didn't have to. He said, "No, I'm not making a neder. You come to me, I'm not making a neder." He's made a neder. It's not a neder zerizin. That's it. Like it says in the Ran, I'll read the Ran of Lashon. Lekele mei mazeruzi chaveng. Don't say he's doing zerizin. Shrei loy hoyet sarach lazariz, I say. The other Rav, because you don't have to mazariz him. No, because usually the zeriz means that the host is trying to get the guest to come. So I make a neder in order to get you to come. So, but here... And here he made a neder and he asked the baby and the chasim on the guest. He said, "My chasim also you to the guest. You don't come to me." But it wasn't his idea. It was the guest's idea. The guest is the one who came up with this idea to make his neder. And he didn't. There was no zeros involved there because he didn't need any zeros. Everyone was very happy over here. So Akaponim. So that's why it's chal over there. And the only reason not chal because the neder ain't him because he got sick. So the gemara vayte. It means even if it makes a nether on the guy who's coming. Either way, Pshat is the nether didn't start from a matzav aziruz. It just wanted to be a confirmation. Okay. Toshima, let's try bringing it all right. I was looking for right for this machalikasir. Toshima, yes, al kain. Omar al Ezmiakoiv, Hoimer Lechaveroi, Koinem Sheani Nanaloch. He says, it makes a neder. Oimer Lechaveroi, Koinem Sheani Nanaloch, and Yat Mesarech Etzli, Vetoichel Imi, Pas Chama, Vetishta Imi, Kas Chaman. Vala, Hikbit Kenegdo, Af Elne de Zeruzin. Lezvi Yaakov says, if someone says, Koinem for what I'm being neder from you, if you don't come, I'm not going to from you. I'm not going to give you any hana if you don't come eat by me. This is like our Mishnah. You don't come eat by me and eat by me pas chama. This is kas chaman. And v'aloh hik kenegdai af elu nidir zerizin. This is also nidir zerizin. Now, here, also, you can say the same kalba hana because it says, I'm not going to have hana from you. Here he says, I'm not going to have hana from you. I don't know if I spoke this out correctly. Here's the case of Lav Kalba Ano. He says, I'm not going to have Ano from you if you don't come to me. Because I don't want to just take Ano from you if you don't come to me. I'm not going to have Ano from you if you don't come to me. And what does it say over here? That's a Nidiz Erizin. It's a Nidiz Erizin. Because the guy was Makbid, he didn't come. Okay, so now is it Chal or not? It says it's Nidiz Erizin, it's not Chal. Now, here, L'chaira, that's what it says, yes, I came, because here, even with Lav Kalbana, we see, Rav Ezra Yaakov argues, it comes out, the Fizeh, the Mishnah on top of the Amud also have to be according to the Rabbana. So you see, L'chaira L'chaira, and the Chaira didn't agree. So you see, the Chaira argue. My L'chaira L'chaira, Lav, Afilu B'kamaisa. Afilu B'kamaisa. Even in the first case, he argues. Even on our Mishnah, he argues. So you see, it's a Rai, he argues, because he argues out here, he probably argues there also. So Gemara says, V'diran, V'dechina and Loi, Dafka Babasraisa, Dafka the last case. So let's analyze this. So first of all, the Ran says that if Fizeh comes out, that Rav Ezra Yaakov argues with Lav Kalba Ano. So that's what would come out. And in Paschal Rav Ezra Yaakov, if it come out that we hold that even in the case we could say Lav Kalba Ano, still we say that it's a Zeruzim Ba'alma. But he says that's only for the Pshat Lav Kalba Ano that we said that because I don't want to take be a taker and not a giver. But the Fidab Shat that the Lav Kalba Ano meant, because of Matanah Baruba, Matanah Etes, so then this case is not a case of Lav Kalba Ano. Because see, I'm a value deep by me. So why is this Yes Alkein then? Going on it? If you learn Lav Kalba Ano meant, Pshat, I don't want to be a taker and a giver, then here it's Yes Alkein, even by Lav Kalba Ano, still as Yaakov holds, that's it, there is it. But if you learn Lav Kalba Ano meant Matanah Baruba, so this is the same case like our Mishnah. Why is it in our Mishnah? I'm not going to have enough of you if you don't have enough, if you don't come to me. Our Mishnah's case, but I answered my honor on you if you don't come to me, okay. But here's the opposite, but we don't hold it at Svarah of Kalba, no, I don't want to take her and give her. That we don't hold it. So, what's the Yes Arkane? Zok Duran, the Yes Arkane is that I spoke at Paschama and Koshachama, very specific, maybe there will be another. Still, the Kamashlon is only in the Zerizim. So, what's the Afghim between two Pshatim? The Afghim between two Pshatim is, there's a way I can agree with Lav Kalba, no. By a case where I'm taking and a giver, that Svarah of Kalba, no. So Lafid, the first pshat we said, comes to the Yaakov argues on that case, on Lav Kalba Ano. But Lafid, the second pshat, he agrees to Lav Kalba Ano of Matana Ruba. He agrees to that Lav Kalba Ano. Because here, it's not that case of Lav Kalba Ano of Matana Ruba. Back upon him, so the Gemara says over here, that is it a raya not? So there is a girsa that I feel by Kamaisa, Shmami no, Pligra upon Allah, Shmami no. The Rana is a girsa that we're Doichel, Loi, but Shaisa, but back upon him, there's a shah on the girsas. But either way, the next model we have a raya. My have a law. What's the lemaisa? Tashema Dom Rav Huna Loch goes to Yaakov. Chena Rav Ad Ba'av Loch goes to Yaakov. We pass goes to Yaakov. So one pshat is that we knew that Rav Huna was going even on the first case. So we bring paishit that Rabban and Rav Yaakov argue even in the first case. And not only that, we paskin like Rav Eliezer and Yaakov. The Rana has another pshat. He says you don't have to say that it's going the first. Once you say paskin goes to Yaakov, everything is good because. Even if there's a machlokes, we say we pass the Yaakov. If it's not a machlokes, even better. So either way, once we say we pass the Lez Yaakov, connected to the Rabban, connected to the Rabbim, so then it makes no difference to us if Rabban argue or not. Because if the Rabban argue, we anyway pass the Lez Yaakov. If they don't argue, it's even better. So either way, we are passing that's called Nidiz Erizin, side the case of the first Mishnah we're haggling a prize, and side the case, we come to Ibayu, we pass the Nidiz Erizin, because even if the Rabban argue, we pass like that. And either way, the Ran says, just from the stomach, the Rav Huna says, Lach Lez Yaakov, it's mashma in every case. So the Ran comes out, Lina Halacha, since we pass Lez Yaakov, so Shaila is the Gabi Lav Kalbana, he says, Tolinos Tupshatim, that's what he says, and he brings the Ramban about that back upon him. Either way, we are passing that both cases are Nidri Zerizin.